This program is brought to you by the partners of A Rood Awakening International. Help others find truth. Support A Rood Awakening International today.
You can't spread the word of Yehovah if you're not healthy, but there's an easy answer for that, and all it takes is 88 days of doing something so simple, it almost seems too easy. John and Chelsea Jubilee have helped over 50,000 people do it, and tonight they're going to tell you how, because it's the end of the sixth day, the sun is set, and this is Shabbat Night Live. Well, Shabbat Shalom, Torah fans. Welcome to Shabbat Night Live with Michael Rood. I'm your host, Scott Laird, and please welcome my very special co-host this time around, biblical explorers and now music recording artists, Jim and Penny Caldwell.
All right, Scott. Hey,
thanks so much, Scott.
We wanted to have you on today because lots of people know you from your explorations, especially of the Split Rock and areas around the real Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. Your name is synonymous with those discoveries, of course. And now you have a new song about your adventures. Tell us about this new song.
Well, Scott, I tell you, first off, thank you so much for having us. This kind of came about just right out of heaven. I have to give our Heavenly Father all credit for this, because although Jim and I have played around with music for many, many years, it was never, I would never have considered myself or he songwriters. He's a fantastic guitar player, and I can clink around a little bit in the background.
She's good. She's written songs. She's good.
Well, yeah, yeah. Somewhat, maybe. But I really feel like this was a download from on high. Because, you know, we have a Heavenly Father who cares about us. And it's been a dreadfully terrifying year for so many people. And I sat down at the keyboard one morning, and I'm telling you, Scott, this thing just blew out. That's why I can't take the credit for this. This has to all go to our Father in heaven, because he wants us to know that his arms are wide open. Mm-hmm. He wants us to know that he is the eternal rock, mm-hmm. and around us are wrapped the everlasting arms. If we'll just submit ourselves through Yeshua and run to him, he is our high tower, and he will keep us safe in the cleft of the rock. And that's what this song is about. And we have it against the beautiful backdrop of the Split Rock in Saudi Arabia, which we truly believe is the rock that Moses struck and the life-giving water came out to the Israelites, which was the typology of Yeshua, our master, who was to come, who would open himself wide and pour out his life, his life's blood, to save us. And he wants us to know we have a place to bring our sorrows and all of our, what we've been through this year, to bring it to him and hide in him. And that's what the song's about.
All right. So this is the music video of In the Midst of the Rock. Let's take a look.
There is a rock in a land far away, still standing today, today. That rock's been torn, split clean from above, all because of the love, his love. So to that rock, it shelters me from the heat of the sun. It hides me safely when my hope's all gone. So I'll stand there in the midst of the rock. I rock was struck, torn apart just for me, made a place I could flee, run and flee. And in that rock, I am already known, and I'm finally home. I'm So bring your trouble to the midst of the rock. Leave your sorrow in the midst of the rock. Lay down your burden in the midst of the rock. There's room for everyone in the midst of the rock. Oh, he's got a place for you in the midst of the rock. You'll find your peace there in the midst of the rock.
Wow. Beautiful song. And Jim, wow, that's some great guitar playing. and beautiful singing, Penny, as well. Wonderful, wonderful work, you guys. So now this is on YouTube. It's just for free for people to watch?
It's out there for free. You can download it for free. I feel like truly this is the Father saying, run to me. I will keep you through these hard times.
All right. And where do people look on YouTube? Where do they find your channel?
You can go to Jim and Penny Caldwell. And that is our YouTube channel. And you could also go to our website at splitrockresearch.org, and you go up to the video category and you can see it there too.
And there's beautiful. A lot of things there as well. So,
yeah. All right. Take a look. Guys, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Scott. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, tonight is the first episode in a four-part series where several of my colleagues and I are going to teach you how to harness the power of your self-healing body to regain your health, strengthen your immune system, and solve the mysteries of the body that elude modern disease care. My first guests, John and Chelsea Jubilee, tell you how. That's coming up next.
When we are healed of our past and the truth is given to us, we are also given a responsibility to pick up our mat and walk, to rise up and tell everyone what Yeshua has done for us. Using the story of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda as a shadow picture of our own salvation, Michael Rood motivates us to stand up, follow Yeshua's commandments, and walk away from man-made religious rules.
I know, I'm preaching to the choir, but that's what I'm doing. I love to tell the story. I love to preach to the choir because you are gonna sing the song now. I'm going to sing it as long as I can. I'm going to put this out as long as I can, but you take it and you find somebody to teach it to this week.
Pick Up Your Mat and Walk is both a challenging and empowering message to take a step of faith, even if we've been spiritually lame our entire lives. But the only way to watch it is to receive it as our gift. Donate a $50 love gift and we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk on DVD or Blu-ray. Or for a donation of $100, we'll send you the teaching plus a pewter double chamber mezuzah. Put traditional Torah verses in one side and your family's favorite prayer or verse in the other. Post it on your doorframe as a declaration of your faith. Or as a special offer for a donation of $300, we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk, the double chamber mezuzah, plus a pocket-sized traditional Torah scroll written in Hebrew, and a decorative stained glass box with three anointing oils, frankincense, myrrh, and rose of Sharon. These gifts are available only in January, and supplies are limited. Make your donation today and receive the $50 gift, the $100 gift, or the $300 gift. Remember, this offer ends January 31st, and supplies are limited. Call now to receive your gifts, 888-766-3610, or get your gifts online at monthlylovegift.com.
Yeshua said, "Abraham saw my day and rejoiced." When did Abraham see his day? When the king of righteousness, the Melech Tzedek, brought forth bread and wine. And when he brought forth bread and wine, it says that the Melech Tzedek blessed the Most High. And that prayer is still remembered and is what Yeshua said when he blessed the Most High the night of the Last Supper, the night before the Passover lambs were slain. Yeshua said, "Baruch Ata Yehovah, Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamotzi Lechem Mi'aretz." This broken bread represents my broken body. My body which is broken for you, by my stripes you are healed. Do this as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And then he took the cup. And in the words of the Melech Tzedek, he blessed the Most High. Baruch Ata Yehovah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Pri Hagafen. Blessed are you, Yehovah, our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. And Yeshua said, this represents and has represented from the time of Abraham the renewed covenant. My blood will purchase for you. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Shabbat Shalom.
So if someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it? Well, tons of people have, thousands of people have. In fact, I am currently on the challenge, if you want to call it that, the 88-day transformation experience from John and Chelsea Jubilee. Welcome to The Word on Wellness on Shabbat Night Live.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to be here.
Now, you guys developed this program, 88-day program to change someone's life. Now, this is not a weight loss program. This is a fat loss, increase your hydration, increase your muscle. The reason I did it in my house was essentially for my wife. She was trying to get over a thyroid issue and things are looking good there. And I don't have a lot of fat to lose. In fact, I wanted to gain muscle and gain hydration. And that has worked for me. So really what we're talking about here is a program for anybody to change their health. So how did this come about and why did you decide to do this in the first place?
Well, first of all, Scott, congratulations to you and your beautiful wife, and we are thrilled for you. And your transformation has been a tremendous inspiration to so many people across the nation. And we even actually had a client sign up from Australia. So I don't know how far you're reaching, but
oh wow! Well, Shabbat Night Live goes to Australia, I guess. That's great.
There you go. So we're helping them all over the world. But where this originated from. And I'm smiling, but I would be crying as I was 23 years ago. It came from a place of pain, my own pain. After 10 years of trying everything that I'm sure all of the people that are watching us have tried, you know, the keto diet and the Weight Watchers and counting calories and no fat, low fat, and run 5 miles and, you know, cut out your carbs and everything you can imagine. I found myself in a worse place, than I had been after that 10-year journey of just basically, you know, one brick wall after another. And in the midst of all of that, Scott, I cried out to God. I cried out to God and I said, you know, please, I don't want to fail one more time. I can't take it. I mean, mentally, and I'm just being really transparent here, I really just felt like I just had a thread left. And if that thread snapped, I was going to fall into the deep, dark abyss and never come out. And in the midst of that pain, you know, God inspired me to go and do my own research. And not that I claim to be the smartest guy in the world, but God gives us all different gifts. And he gave me a mind that I could read an encyclopedia as a little boy and just quote the pages and solve algebraic equations in 2 seconds. And so my brain simplifies complex things. And so when I went and did my own research, Scott, I learned this beautiful, simple, elegant truth that when our cells are healthy, everything is healthy. And what makes a healthy cell is a hydrated cell. But of course, I knew everyone's been taught forever to drink more water. But literally what God showed me was a revelation that our cells, if you could picture this, like a marble, it's like a glass marble, and our cells are like hard as glass, and all the water is just bouncing off. None of it is getting into the cell. But the secret was to find a way scientifically. Science is the search for the truth that is known. But to scientifically, this is a spongy ball. And if we could get our cells to be like a sponge, that hydration could actually get into the cell. And as Christians, we know God, this is a God principle, that you would be like a tree planted by the river of living water. Trees don't get their water outside in. It's from the root system. It's inside out. And this is the revelation God gave me, is intercellular hydration. That when that hydration comes into that cell, the cell gets that health going and all of the toxins and inflammation is flushed out. All the healthy hydration comes in. And literally in 88 days, 23 years ago, Scott, I transformed my life and my health.
Now, you don't seem to me to be like a big guy. You were never, were you a fat guy, or why were you trying to change your health?
Well, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I lost 10 inches. So all the men, I lost 10 inches in my waist. So when a man loses 10 inches in his waist, now some guys would say that's fat. You know, personally, you know, it did look like I swallowed a truck tire. So there's probably a lot of people that would say, yeah, you were fat, you know, if they were being honest. But I lost 10 inches in my waist. But more importantly, I wasn't trying to lose fat. I was trying to get healthy. I was bone on bone in both my knees. You know, my office staff used to make fun of me. They'd call me Mr. Rice Krispies because I snap, crackled, and popped when I walked. I was in pain. I had high blood pressure, you know, hypertension, you know, brain fog. I just didn't feel good. I didn't sleep good. I had a low energy level. So my focus was health. My focus was to feel better. It just so happened the side effect was I lost all that fat, and I've been the same size for 23 years, Scott.
Wow, that's amazing. So now you started, now you said at your workplace, so that you haven't done this for more than 10 years as a profession, so to speak. You were in, was it banking before?
Well, yeah, I was in banking, and after 10 years, after I did this 23 years ago, And so for the next 10 years, Scott, I spent 10 hours a day, approximately, give or take, about 10 hours a day for the next 10 years sharing my own experience with other people, helping them transform their health and their energy and their vitality. And all of these diseases were being reversed and people's lives were being changed. And of course, that was very joyful for me, but I never thought of leaving my 20-year banking career because I was a very successful banker. But I used to attend a Bible study, and it was a really, you know, it was a two-hour Bible study every Friday morning, and we would meet at Dave Ramsey's office. A lot of your viewers may know Dave. Dave has 12 million radio listeners, and he's helped a lot of people to get out of debt. But Dave, after one of our Bible studies, he just sat me down, pointed his finger in my face, "John Jubilee, you have to go full-time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world." And I'm just, again, I'm just completely transparent. I looked at Dave Ramsey and said, "Are you out of your mind, Mr. Monetize It?" I said, "You want me to leave my 20-year career that I'm really successful at?" He said, "Yes." He said, "John, no one can do what you can do. You know, this knowledge that you have, if people had this," he said, "they're reversing diseases, they're losing all their fat." He said, "You have to take this to the world. This is what God wants you to do. This is your destiny." And you know, this was a 45 to 90 minute conversation. It was a long conversation, and I did most of the listening. Dave did most of the talking. He can be pretty intense. But I got up from that conversation, Scott, and realized that God really had given me something special that I needed to share. And Dave Ramsey, literally, and I thank God for Dave and for connecting me with him, because Dave said, "John, look, I have a huge staff, and I think his staff is 800 people. I have 12 department heads. I'm going to give you my whole staff for free, but you got to go share this with the world." And I took that as a mandate from God to bring it to the world. And so for the last 13 years, I've been sharing this coast to coast and even in other countries around the world to help people to be well.
Now, the way you two met was actually kind of a God thing as well, right? You met at a conference that had nothing to do with health, isn't that right? Or was it had something to do with health? Where am I going wrong with the story here?
No, it didn't. The conference that we met at didn't have anything to do with health. I was actually going to this conference because I was in the middle of writing a book on neuroscience, and the physician to the last four United States presidents was there. And I was like, well, surely, you know, this is going to be a perfect opportunity to interview this guy, because I was down to like the last chapter and I needed just a little bit more information to tie together what I was researching. And while I was speaking with him, I just realized that it wasn't the information that I needed for what I was writing about. And later that night, I had met John, and we stayed up to like 4 o'clock in the morning just talking. And I was telling him a little bit about what I was doing. We had a lot of spiritual conversation. And later we ended up falling in love and we got married. And so now we're doing this together. But he did. I interviewed him that night, and he had the information that I needed to finish what I was writing about. So I knew that was a God connection. But the even more joyful thing that came from that was the fact that we ended up getting married. And so now we do this together.
Wow. So John, you had more information than the doctor she was going to interview for the four U.S. presidents.
Well, he was my client. He was on my protocol, and I connected with him. He chased me down a hallway and he said, "No one in the world knows the science you know." And I said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Because I'm the physician of the last four U.S. presidents." And he said, "Sign me up right now." And within just a few months after that, just a lot of amazing connections. I have hundreds of doctors I've been able to also to share. They share this amazing knowledge with their patients. But the most joyful part of all of that, Scott, was it was a total miracle because here Chelsea had such a heart for people. She became an expert in her own right on neuroscience and neural pathways and all of that. And of course, our brains are 70% hydration. And here I teach intercellular hydration science. And so it was a huge dynamic part to accelerating the things that Chelsea wanted to help people realize about neuroscience.
Now, we want to get into a little bit more about your program in a second, but I want to key on something that both of you are very familiar with because of the way that you met, and that is mindset. You know, the mindset for the neuroscience and also through the hydration. So a lot of this has to do with the mind, what you put your mind to. And I know that both of you, people might look at you and go, oh, these people have had perfect pasts, nothing's ever happened to them. You've had a lot of pain in both of your lives. And I want people to know that, you know, once I've seen the videos that you put out with your program, you're real people. You've got three little kids at home creating rivers of water from the hose down your hallway, and you know that's the funny part. But the part that's not so funny is that you've come out of some really dark places and realized that whatever you put your mind to, you can do. And that's why doing a cellular transformation is not that hard compared to what some people have gone through in their lives. So I wonder if you wouldn't mind sharing some things that you've gone through in your lives so people can understand what you've been through, and you're just like them.
Yes, well, I love to share this. I love to share this, Scott. And I tell people, I would not wish my life on my worst enemy. I would not wish my life upon the most evil person in the world. And yet, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Because there's two words, but God, but God. So no matter what happens to us, but God. God gives us an opportunity. You know, we teach this. You can choose this path or you can choose this path. You know, the most powerful thing God ever created was free will. And so as a little boy, you know, I suffered virtually every kind of abuse that you can suffer. I was raised in abject poverty in the inner city with a single mom who did not have a high school diploma. You know, where I grew up, the projects were here and the bottoms was here. I lived in the bottoms, below the project, Sullivan Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. It's a kill zone to this day. Extreme violence and just a brutal poverty and dark, dark, black evil is upon those streets where I grew up. Both of my brothers were murdered. A dozen of my friends were murdered. I was working at 4 o'clock in the morning delivering newspapers when I was 9 years old. You know, just a very traumatic set of circumstances. You know, I was physically abused and beaten by, you know, men that my mother was involved with. And thank God my mother's an amazing Christian woman now and has an extraordinary testimony of her own. But we don't always start out the best, and the middle is messy. The middle is messy. But I'm joyful to be able to share with everyone that it doesn't matter where we start. So what? Now what? And part of even cellular health, all of those experiences are digested by our cells, and our cells become unhealthy because of our experiences, our memories. But we can transform. What does the Bible teach? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it does start with our mind. And then we do the right things to transform at the cellular level in our body. And then our spirit is obviously born again through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's born again perfectly. So the spirit is good. That's the God thing. The spirit is good. But the mind and body, that's up to us to do the things. God said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And so we need the knowledge to transform in our mind and in our spirit. And can you imagine? And Chelsea also comes from a position of great pain.
Yeah. I think that's where our program is so different than anything else that is out there, because we know what it takes to really fully get healed from your past, from your pain physically. And that's a lot about what I was writing about, is how does our past influence our health? And I think a lot of people would be shocked to know that there is a lot of evidence out there that your pain and your what you're physically suffering with has a lot to do with your past. So we provide healing, not just mentally, but spiritually as well as physically. So that's why there's so much transformation that takes place with our clients. And we constantly get calls from people that our video really just impacts. And it's not physical, it's their spiritual being. They call us in tears. And so that's how we know that we're really on the right path of helping people heal. And for myself as a woman, this is something that, you know, not a lot of people like to talk about, but for about 7 years, I was molested as a little girl from 5 to about 11 to 12 years old. And it was pretty much a daily basis. I was tortured. So we definitely, between the two of us, in our videos, we hit a lot about how your past does not define who you become. And when I was young, you know, I became an entrepreneur. I found God. And I just realized that that's where my strength is. That's who I am in our Father. And so what we do together is we combine everything from our past experiences to what we've learned. And that's what we put into our program.
Indeed. Well, it definitely sounds like you come from a place of hurt, and that's where people come from when they are extremely overweight or they are facing a diagnosis of cancer or something like this. So I really appreciate that you have come from some dark places as well, and you can coach people on how to see the light. Now, John, if I'm not mistaken from watching your videos, you were a football coach at one time. Is that right?
Well, yes. I've always had a great love and affinity for football. I grew up playing football, and I had the joy of being the lightest skinned football player in my league and the lightest skinned football player on my whole team, which is code for I was the only white man on my team, all African American. And that was just a joyful, terrific experience that I got to have. But I coached football for 20 years from every age, from 5 years old through high school. And so that's always been a big part of my life. And that's been one of my give backs is a lot of young men, they're lacking a father figure in life. And football is a great place to get to give young men a positive father figure. I was never a screamer, never yelled at a player, you know, yelled an instruction, but never yelled at a player. And isn't it amazing, Scott, that all of that football coaching, now I get to use coaching to help everyday people every day to give them coaching instructions.
Well, and you know, I can definitely tell when you're doing your videos, and we're going to get to that in a second, how you guys really use your past experiences, including the coaching, to really help people along. We're going to hold that thought and come back in a second. So if you are enjoying watching John and Chelsea here on Shabbat Night Live, we have you to thank for because you are our only sponsor. We have no corporate sponsors. You make this show possible, and you make it possible for us to have John and Chelsea here and to hear this amazing information. And you haven't heard anything yet. We're about to get into more in just a few seconds here. And we want to thank you for supporting Shabbat Night Live and give you a couple of minutes to do that. We'll be right back. And thank you for your support of Shabbat Night Live. Before the break, we were talking with John and Chelsea Jubilee. And guys, we were talking about football for a second and coaching. And again, that's one thing I can really tell in your videos that you provide with your program that you're really good at. I really appreciate that part of it. I want to get into that in just a second, a little more. But so, John, something in your coaching, I think you mentioned in one of your videos that you used with your players that you now use for this program to help people lose weight, and it has something to do, lose fat, pardon me, not lose weight, that's not the wrong term, lose fat, gain hydration, there we go, I'm learning, and gain muscle mass. So what was it in football that you pulled into this program?
Well, interestingly, Scott, I'll take a step before that because part of what helped me to be a pretty successful football coach, never had a losing season, went to 5 state championships, also coached basketball, had 4 or 5 undefeated teams, was that my first job out of college was I was a teacher. I was a teacher in a private school, and I taught advanced placement mathematics, which was college mathematics in high school, and I also taught phonics to 5-year-olds. Now, that's a pretty wide spectrum. So the first part of the day, I'm teaching phonics to 5- and 6-year-olds. Second part of the day, I'm teaching, you know, the highest levels of math to students. And so that really helped me to simplify complex things. So I've always had a God-given gift to simplify complex things. So whether it was in a classroom or whether it was on a football field, I was able to take complex football schemes and simplify them, and including something as simple as hydration. So part of the what I call the hydration revelation, and of course, when we talk about that, I want everyone to remember, you know, you will not get hydrated just by drinking water. Now, I definitely taught my football players to hydrate. You know, I taught them how to weight train in a very unique way. You know, I had a football team that did less workouts than any team imaginable because I only taught two simple exercises that they did instead of doing all the crazy stuff normal football teams do. I taught them a way. I had the leanest football team, Scott, you can imagine. And we played 6A football, 6A football in Tennessee. I'm talking, you know, you got 250 to 300 pound linemen, but my guys were lean. They were all muscle and hydration and healthy. But all of those things are part of what we use to this day to simplify complex things. And on a daily basis, to just give people just one little bite at a time of the wisdom and knowledge that they can implement to change their life.
So hydration seems to be a pretty big thing here, and I know with your program that it is. So explain to the folks, why is hydration so important? What does it do to our bodies? What does it allow our bodies to do when we go from that marble to the sponge?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I'll share with you that we probably had, you know, give or take, I'll just say 100 clients to be safe. We've had at least 100 clients over the years that they were drinking 2 gallons of water a day when we met them. And a lot of them were drinking Kangen water or, you know, out of a $6,000 machine or high alkaline or pH, all these special waters, which they spent a fortune on, and they were completely dehydrated. And of course, they look at us scratching their head like, how is this possible? And I'm being sweet by saying scratching their head. You know, they were beside themselves. They were like, are you kidding me? How can I be dehydrated? I'm drinking 2 gallons or 3 gallons of water a day. How can I be dehydrated? And it goes back to, you know, the marble. The marble is hard as glass. The water's bouncing off. And so through a scientific sequence that I really believe God gave us as a download, it converts that marble into the sponge. And now when that hydration uptakes into there, two negative things are evicted. And those are all of your toxins and all of your inflammation goes out. And as that hydration comes in, as you well know, 200 to 300 mitochondria come alive like little thermonuclear power plants, and they're all buzzing around in that cell. And now it starts creating pathways of health. And literally, we've seen MRIs of livers and kidneys that look like a piece of, you know, gnarled hamburger. And then after they get hydrated, Scott, 88 days later, it looks like a filet mignon. It looks like a beautiful, healthy organ, like it's supposed to look. And I cannot stress strongly enough, you know, all through the Bible, think about it. God created the earth mostly water. He created man mostly water. You know, the Bible talks about rivers of living water flowing out of us. There's so many references to water in the Bible. It is a source of life and health.
Indeed, and we look at even things in nature that God created, a stagnant pool. If there's no motion, if nothing's moving and not coming in or out, what happens? That pool dies, all the fish die. It becomes this cesspool of disease and nothing can live in it. Now, another important thing that I think a lot of people would find surprising about your program is kind of what people would consider the opposite of hydration, and that's salt. Tell us what a proper amount of salt can do for the body.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said this. And look, Jesus said, you are the
salt of the earth.
Salt is a good thing. And we literally butt heads nationwide and around the world with nutrition experts that keep telling people not to eat salt. When you are hydrated at the cellular level, you can eat your salt. We teach to eat salt, literally a healthy amount of salt. And for just like your wife, when you mentioned and when we met and we were talking and, you know, thyroid you know, the brain has one nutrient to the human brain, sodium. Salt is the only nutrient to the human brain. And when we went to low salt, low sodium diets in America, Alzheimer's went through the roof. Strokes went through the roof. Dementia went through the roof because you need your salt to keep your mind sharp. And more importantly, you need your hydration, because at even just 10% dehydration, half of your neurotransmitters and brain synapses can stop functioning. Now, you can still live, but you're not going to live well, and you're not going to be sharp. And for all the ladies like your beautiful wife, Jody, a thyroid, the number one nutrient to a thyroid is iodine. And if you pick up your salt container in the store and look at it, it says iodized salt. And when you take iodine out of your diet, your thyroid can fail. And so we are huge salt components. That salt is a powerful nutrient. It's a God nutrient that he made. Now, the key is, though, you must be hydrated to be able to have your salt. And that's why they started telling people don't eat salt, is everyone is dehydrated. And so when you're dehydrated and you have salt, that is a bad combo. So get hydrated and enjoy your salt.
Indeed. You know, it's funny, even if you try to get hydrated and don't do enough salt, when I first started your program, I made the mistake of not having enough salt. And I actually felt ill to my stomach. And my wife picked up on it and said, have you been putting salt in your water? Because she says, that's probably the easiest way for you to get it. So I started putting salt in my water. And guess what? After that, I was no longer feeling sick. And as you mentioned, it's a great thing for the brain, and you can understand why, because there's a lot of neurotransmitters, there's a lot of electricity going on in the brain. And, you know, salt water is a great conductor, and it makes just perfect sense. As you said, simplifying complex things, and that's what it comes down to.
No, that's amazing that you just said that. And I'll tell you, anyone can do this experiment. If you take a pan of water, two pans exactly, put one cup of water in each pan, and turn them on the exact same heat. If you put salt in one, it will boil 20 seconds faster than the other one. Why? Because the salt conducts heat. It conducts electricity.
Now, this is not, when people try your program, they say, okay, I'm already convinced, what do I have to give up? And I bet you're gonna say, you don't really have to give up anything. And that's a different thing with your program. Tell us about it.
No, it really is. You know, Jesus said, it's not what goes in your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. So the only two things that we say that we want you to give up, and it's really just one thing. You're just going to give up sugar. And it just so happens that white flour, when it touches human saliva, turns into pure table sugar. So the only thing you're going to give up, and it's only for your 88 days, is sugar. Because sugar is the only nutrient to a cancer cell. And sugar turns off your fat burning switch. So the only thing you have to give up is sugar.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, because most of what we teach is all about the sequencing. So that's really the secret to what we teach. So, you know, just drinking more water and eliminating sugar from your diet, that's not going to get you hydrated. So it's all about the sequencing of the things that we teach. So it's just really important for the listeners to understand that part of it.
Well, and Scott, if I could just share, because you had mentioned about, you know, you wanted me to share a story or two, and I'll share one story that was amazing, and it just happened. So we had a woman come to us. She was 66 years old. She turned 67 during her transformation. But she came to us completely hopeless, completely desperate, you know, literally in tears. And she said, look, you know, I was skinny all my life. I went through menopause. Next thing you know, I gained 10, I gained 20, I gained 30, I gained 40, I gained 50, I gained 60 pounds. She said, I went to all these super, you know, elite doctors. I paid tens of thousands of dollars for the greatest knowledge and supplements. And by the time she got to us, she said, look, I really don't believe you can help me. I'm hoping against hope right now, she said, but I'm drinking 2 gallons. She said, here's my day. I drink 2 gallons of water every day. I walk 6 or 7 miles a day, 7 days a week. And I live on celery and carrots. What do you think you're going to tell me? She said, I just had two elite doctors tell me we have nothing else for you. You've already done everything you could possibly do to lose that fat. That's just your new size after postmenopause. And Chelsea told her what Chelsea just said. She said, Lori, there is hope for you. We have a scientific sequence that is going to get you where you want to go. And Scott, you can watch that woman's testimony. We tell people to be beautiful, beloved skeptics. They can be as skeptical as they want to be. And we told Lori, you can be skeptical. We understand. But please do the scientific sequence that we're going to teach you that God gave me as a download 23 years ago. Because so far, it's worked for every single person, every single time. And so 88 days later, she lost 67 pounds of fat. 67, and she looks 20 years younger.
Yeah, and you know, this is just so important for everyone to really grasp is we have so many clients that tell us all the time, this is easier than I thought it would be. Like, this is a lot easier. And I mean, it completely transformed her life. I mean, she looks half of her size. When you see her before and after picture on our website, she literally looks half of her size. And one other really important thing that I think is important to talk about is there's a lot of married couples that do our protocol together, and it changes not only their physical, their spiritual, but it changes their love life. I mean, even for this woman, you know, she confided and said, you know, that there are things that have changed. And, you know, if you know what I mean, like in the bedroom, that, you know, go from a lot of couples are living like roommates, and lovemaking is very important in a marriage. And so we hear this all the time from the married couples that do our protocol, because a lot of them, even older women who have gone through menopause, you know, there's things physically that change place that affects lovemaking, and same for a man.
Yes. And I got to tell you this, Scott, her husband literally told me this. He said, John, let me tell you something. I got a girl running around my house I haven't seen in 30 years. Yeah. He goes, and I'm not just talking about how amazing she looks physically. He said, now she is wearing a dress that she wore to Hawaii 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said, so that's awesome. He said, but I'm talking about, I got a girl running around my house that's joyful, that has back her sense of humor, her laugh, her joy, her vitality. He said, thank you so much. I haven't seen that girl in 3 decades.
Yeah. And medications, you know, just a real quick statistic, because this will blow your mind. It did mine anyways. I had to literally go Google it again to make sure that I was getting the right information, because I couldn't believe it. But the United States of America is only 5% of the global population. It's like a pin drop. But yet we take 70% of medications, prescription medications. We are sick people. And all the side effects that come from those medications, high blood pressure. I mean, the number one side effect, I'll let John share that, but it goes to what I'm talking about of just how this is transforming marriages.
Yeah, Scott, and I'm just talking to our men right now, just talking man to man. One out of three men that are our age they have high blood pressure, and they're suffering from the side effect of their high blood pressure medication, which is erectile dysfunction. I mean, that is not how God made us to be. He made us to live in relationship, to have a great, healthy, holy sexual relationship with our wife. But the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said, I come that you have life and have it to the abundant, full, Zoe kind of God life. And that's what God wants for us. And so he imparts knowledge that if we'll do this, if we'll choose his path and we'll implement the knowledge he gives us, we can have the life that he truly chose for us to have.
Now, you mentioned earlier a little bit that there was 88 days involved here, and I know there's 3 phases to that. So could you walk us through the 88 days and what's involved there?
Yeah, so the reason it's 88 days, isn't that incredible? God's number of new beginning is an 8. 88 days is the cellular transformational number of the human body. So virtually, and when I say every client, I mean literally virtually every client. And I tell people, be as skeptical as you want to be. You can go look, on our website and just watch thousands of real testimonies of real people who reversed, you know, hundreds of different diseases, you know, pretty much everyone you could name. But they'll tell you in their own words, came off all their medications. Some of them are on 2 or 3. Some of them are on 10, 11, 12, 13. And I'm talking people from 8 years old to 92 years old. And it doesn't matter what their age was. They reverse, they come off their medication. When I say they come off, their doctor takes them off. That's the power of 88 days. And it's so simple, Scott. We give them 3 simple things. And again, it's part of the scientific sequence that Chelsea was talking about. 3 simple things for 14 days. 3 simple things for 88 days, including a daily video, Chelsea and I, because we want to spoon feed. We want to simplify the complex thing, make it real easy, and help encourage people. And part of that encouragement is to help them break those strongholds that have caused them to fail in the past. You know, whatever it was. And it could have been from being sexually abused or raped or molested or beaten or traumatic experience, death or hardship that you struggled. We overcame all those things. And we want to help everyone overcome. And that's what we do in the daily videos. And then the beautiful thing is, after that, there's a lifestyle maintenance phase. And I'm happy to tell you that 23 years later, not one doctor visit, not one. Now, when I say that, I mean official. I have a bunch of doctors that are my buddies, and they like to test my live blood, and and they do all this stuff to me because I test like 20 years younger on the inside, you know, than I am on the outside. But that then allows you to live how God designed us to live. My favorite vegetable is carrot cake. I don't eat the whole carrot cake, but I eat carrot cake, and I eat dessert every day. I never met a dessert I didn't like. And that's why God gave you taste buds, because food tastes good. So the 3 things is a pre-launch, 14 days, 88 days of transformation, and then you enter into a lifestyle phase that you can enjoy your life the rest of your life.
So really, we're talking about 102 days altogether with the program. So, I mean, who can't do things for 102 days? And I'll tell you, my wife, she is lighter than she was now before we got married. And she's very happy about that, yes. And I'm stronger than I have ever been. I was always a skinny guy. I always had trouble gaining muscle. But like Chelsea, like you mentioned, it's a sequence. It is, and I was one of those skeptics. So John, I remember when we first talked about this, and I said, what is this, guys? What is this really about? And you said, just do it, trust me. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll just go along with this because of my wife. But now I've gained more muscle than ever. I know I've measured. So I know I'm gaining muscle. I feel stronger. You know, just even things like putting a back gate on the back of our vehicle to take the trash out doesn't feel as heavy anymore. You know, things like this. So it really works whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, whatever. The secret is hydration and, just getting that nutrition in and getting the nutrition in, get the toxins out. And that's what your program allows people to do. So I think, I mean, I'd be intrigued at this point to call up you guys. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell others how to get in touch with you. So how does someone sign up for your program?
Yeah, easiest way to do that is we recommend everyone should go to the website. It's energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com. And right through the website, you know, go ahead and watch a masterclass. You know, click on the button, you'll see it's a free masterclass. And then reach out to us because we would love to help. Look, this is our calling in life. And especially for the body of Christ. I've got a message for the body of Christ, Scott, is the devil does not care if you go to heaven. He wants you to go early. He wants to get you off the planet before you have time to have influence and impact for the kingdom of God. And he wants to inhibit you from having the powerful effect you're really supposed to have. And you can't minister the word of God. You can't witness and share with your neighbors if you have a migraine headache or you're struggling with arthritis or high blood pressure and all these diseases, you know, and you're wasting more time going to the doctor that you could be spending going and ministering and helping people in the kingdom. But you have to take a step. When God gives you information, it's up to you. You know, he gives you this. He gives you the free will. Will you take the step like the woman that grabbed Jesus' hem of his garment and said, man, I'm going to get me a healing. You know, I have an opportunity. I'm going to seize it. So I want to honor your ministry and you, Scott, for giving people this opportunity. And now I'm going to challenge people. You have to take advantage of your opportunity. You have to grab and you got to go log on to energizedhealth.com.
Yeah, and on Energized, and that's with the D, energizedhealth.com, there's also testimonials. We have hundreds of testimonials on there. And again, it's what they say. So all you have to do is click on testimonials, and they're itemized out by age group as well as an ailment maybe that you're struggling with. So if you're struggling with high blood pressure, you could just go to that category and age group and see people that are right in your same position, that were right in your same position, because now all those side effects that they were having have been reversed.
All right. Well, thank you for watching Shabbat Night Live. And again, energizedhealth.com is where you want to go. Make that decision. Listen to John and Chelsea. And until then, we'll see you next week. Shavua Tov and Shabbat Shalom.